brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Unbelievable. It's already Friday. These weeks go by like a twinkling of the eye, a batting of the eyelash. A week just flashes past us. It is Friday, the 22nd day of May, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231 on any news item, any issue, any story you wish to discuss. We've also got Bob Chapman for his customary once-a-week financial update, which is going to be particularly important today with all the big moves in the markets, the plunging of the dollar, and a lot more. Tony Gosling, who just is a great researcher on Bilderberg, runs Bilderberg.org, he's going to be joining us from England, and probably Jim Tucker popping in as well for a final update on Bilderberg 2009, because a lot of stuff comes out a few days after Bilderberg ends. And then we got this Dr. Jonathan Levy on. I saw him on a news show talking about the Illuminati tied into the Vatican Bank and a bunch of news and information along those lines, so I thought I'd get him on to get his take on it. That is coming up in the fourth hour today, so should be quite informative as well. And we will have open phones for all of these guests today. World Health Organization chief says world should prepare for severe flu. That's right, and they're saying that they need to have a big police state system in place by this fall when it's sure to devastate us, give up all our rights to a world government in the name of medical safety and stopping pandemics. So we'll go over that report. Also, the odds on the dollar, treasury bonds, and the U.S. government AAA grade rating, all heading for the dumpster, are shortening. And we have Bloomberg today. Geithner vows to cut U.S. deficit on rating concern. And Geithner is now terrorizing the United States, being an offshore banker that he is, a corporate looter, saying we may lose our AAA rating. That will, of course, destroy confidence and probably do that, which is what these guys want. They like blowing out markets and consolidating. It's in their own statements. Again, Market Watch, Wall Street Journal reporting that gold futures rose today for the fourth straight session, briefly topping $690 an ounce. Gold is right up at almost $960 an ounce, $960 an ounce right now. For the first time in nearly 2 months, as the U.S. dollar weakened against its major rivals on concerns of the U.S. credit rating. That is coming up, obviously, with Bob Chapman in the next hour. Also, New York terror plot, another government provocateur setup. You know, I mentioned this yesterday when it was big national news, but I didn't really cover it properly. So we'll go over that coming up in the next segment. Very, very important because it fits the shake-and-bake things the FBI does a couple times a year. It's always the same MO, always the same story, except for sometimes the feds actually give them the weapons and the bombs and have them carry out the attacks. Or they hire idiots and tell them, oh, you're going to take part in drills. You're now a secret agent. And then they burn them and the people go to court and even have proof. Sometimes they record the feds telling them, you're a secret agent for America. We need you to drive this truck in here and park it. They grab them and say, we got hardcore Al-Qaeda. We need to take the American people's guns, and Homeland Security needs to crack down on veterans and conservatives. See, they sell conservatives and the American people on, we're taking your rights and setting up this police state for the evil Muslims and evil terrorists and evil Middle Easterners. And then the minute they set it up, it's being used against the American people. It was designed to be used against us. Recession turns malls into ghost towns. We'll be going over that. Members of parliaments in England, members of parliament in England express the fact that they're so depressed they may commit suicide over the expenses scandal. This is a big distraction. You know, they'll talk about members of parliament engaged in petty corruption, which is bad enough, instead of the massive corruption being run by the illegitimate national security state government. So we'll break that down as well. And the New York Times attacked me savagely yesterday. We'll get into that.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello. eFoods Direct wants everyone to have food that tastes better than home cooking, but we've found some more people that we don't want to have our food. If you think pornography is protected free speech, but speaking to God in public prayer should be prohibited, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that automakers who create millions of jobs should be put out of business, but modern-day money changers who create nothing should be bailed out, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that schools should give kids condoms and teach abortion, but should ban Bibles on campus, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that the White House garden should be front page news, while laws are passed making it illegal for you to have a home garden, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. For the rest of you, visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. Not sure what you need? 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The mainstream media continues to overlay lies on top of the truth and to spin as well, to take stories and focus in on minutiae or disinformation that they've planted in them. You will see literally hundreds of articles every day in news reports, one can see, where they tell you the economy's getting better, everything's great, just do what the central bankers tell you, and everything's going to be okay, and we're going to be out of this recession in just 6 months to a year. Now, remember, we were telling you 3+ years ago we were in a serious recession. And then, what, 8-9 months ago, they had to come out and admit, okay, we've been in a recession for over a year. But that itself is a lie, because if you look at it, since the mid-1960s, there has been a loss of standard of living across the board. And we've become a complete debtor nation since the 1960s, when we were the most wealthy nation per capita on the planet. We are now one of the most indebted nations on the planet, corporate, private, government. You see, the private central bankers don't want to fix the economy. They don't want you to do well. They think we have too high a standard of living. They want to bankrupt everybody and make us all poor and dependent on the state so they can engineer society to a greater extent by making us dependent on the system. And this is all stated over and over again by the establishment in their actual white papers that we quote ad nauseum. But the white papers aren't what gets quoted in the news. The news reports and parrots the false reality and the spin, the lies, the disinformation, with a sprinkling of truth. While the establishment arrogantly converses with themselves at the international level, bragging about the great job they're doing, conquering the planet through economic degradation and physical warfare. And I'm going to get into the financial news coming up. We got a big show today lined up, but I watched Obama's speech yesterday. I watched his part of his speech at Annapolis at the Naval Academy this morning. And all he is a handsome guy who can speak well and has a nice cadence to his voice reading off of a teleprompter. But the teleprompter did mess up a few times. You could see him getting very angry and having to wait for it to load. He'll even sometimes say, okay, waiting for the teleprompter to load. And if this is what the American people want to sell out to, and if the American people want to be bamboozled and conned and taken for a ride by the first Arab American president, that is their problem. I mean, he is 50% Anglo-Saxon, and then he's less than 10% African, and the rest of the 50% is Arab. So I guess you could say he's America's first Arab American president. And that's fine by me. So, I mean, they could sit there and watch the first Arab American president, and I guess people think it's different because they told him he's black. I mean, everything is a hoax. I don't care if he's white or black or Arab or Chinese. I'd love to have a Chinese president. It could be a Venezuelan, as long as they were a U.S. citizen and born here. I don't care. We could have a Chilean president. We could have a South African president, whose mommy or daddy were from South Africa. I don't care as long as they leave my Second Amendment alone and don't take all my money and pay it to foreign bankers. But they make it all about how he's black. Well, I mean, if people think it's a fun ride to be taken on, to just sit there and watch a guy with darker skin read off a teleprompter and lie to him, it's really just pathetic. But I was watching him, and, he talks about our values. He says that not following our values of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but he dare not name them, emboldens our enemies and energizes them and makes us look bad worldwide, which is true. But he basically said, we're not doing this for goody two-shoes human rights. This just makes us look bad. And so we're not going to do it. And so the speechwriters for Obama, everything they do is very seductive. It's all multi-layered. It's meant for all the major audiences and niches that are out there. He's got one for the war hawks who can't find Central Asia on a map but like to talk about glass parking lots and nuking people. He talks about getting tough on enemies and we'll defend America and we'll strike somebody, make no mistake. And we're going to keep America safe. I'm keeping my promise. That's why I'm not going to release these people, and I'm going to have indefinite detention. Then he goes on to criticize Cheney, and he says, but I'm not going to destroy America's values, and we are going to make sure that we change the way prisoners are held. And then he goes on to placate to Europe and placate to other nations. And so what this is an attempt at soft power. Now, if you strip away all of the smokescreen, all of the double and triple and quadruple talk, it's literally quadruple talk. I mean, I was sitting there running on the treadmill watching this and just thinking, wishing I had a notepad because it would be pages of notes of just all the subtle spin and lies and twisting. And So they lay one lie on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, with some spin and with some truth, and then with some more spin and some more lies, and then with some innuendo, and then most importantly, the key ingredient to this witch's brew of deception, this sorcery of lies, is the fighting with Cheney, the partisanship. That's then what sells the Democrats and people who aren't just Democrats, but that are repulsed by what Bush and his cronies did, though they were just puppets of the New World Order. The final ingredient, the toe of newt that they add into the witch's brew, is the partisanship. Because then, though people know they're getting triple talk and double talk and quadruple talk, and they're getting lied to, and people are catching it. They're saying, wait a minute, indefinite detention? That's what Cheney wanted. But it doesn't matter. Cheney's attacking Obama with a 9% approval rating, totally unpopular, most unpopular person in modern politics, in the history of polling. And so automatically, well, I guess if Cheney's saying Obama's bad and leaving us wide open to terrorists and wanting to put terrorists on the streets of America, which is a total lie, then Obama must be good. And then everything the globalists push for under Bush gets cemented into place. Secret arrest, secret detention, secret tribunals, secret military commissions, four citizens as well. I told you, because I read the executive order and statements months ago, it's all an end game. Excuse me, it's all in the Obama deception, that they're going to keep them at federal supermax prisons where U.S. citizens are held without their rights. And I was watching Fox News this morning, and they had the, I forget his name, black reporter from the White House saying exactly what I said they do, but saying it was good. He was saying it was good. That they're going to hold them at these supermaxes with no rights. And the reporter went on to admit that Zacharias Moussaoui's there, who wasn't the 20th hijacker, and that's been discredited and fake. But it doesn't matter. That's still good. And then the anchor, the dark-haired white anchor, I'm sure you Fox News listeners know their names. I don't. He's up there, and he says, but wait, Obama wants to release terrorists on the streets of America. No one has ever said they're being released on the streets of America. And no one has confirmed they're terrorists. Remember, they've been tortured for 5, 6, 7 years. That's admitted on over two-thirds of the intelligence briefings. You know, you'd hear Al-Qaeda was planning to blow up the Sears Tower. Al-Qaeda was planning to blow this up. Al-Qaeda was planning to blow that up. We had absolute proof they were going to nuke Chicago. They were going to nuke D.C. They don't have nukes, folks. Al-Qaeda doesn't exist outside the CIA and MI6 and Mossad. That's just a historical fact. Who created Al-Qaeda to attack the Russians? Those three groups I just listed. Just a historical fact here. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. And so the big prize here is to set the precedent to have secret arrest, indefinite detention, and the argument of, well, we can't release these people because we don't have proof. This is word for word on MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. I was surfing back and forth. It was the same thing parroted over and over again. Well, we got to go ahead and keep America safe by indefinitely holding people without trial, though we don't have proof. And that's getting America's good name back. That's the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And you read the Military Commissions Act, and we've had top former JAG generals on. We've had top law school, top constitutional law scholars. But I can read the Military Commissions Act and tell you, I don't need them to tell you. I mean, I wrote the articles first, just, you know, pointing it out. People couldn't believe it, then they looked at it. That Military Commissions Act, the military tribunals, says the president, the Justice Department, the Pentagon, or any other designates, just say they think you might be a terrorist, your citizenship is stolen, secretly withdrawn, you're snatched off the road or snatched out of your house, literally with a bag over your head, you're flown out on CIA aircraft when they're not crashing full of cocaine in Mexico, or in South Texas, or in Arkansas, or in Florida, you know, planes have crashed everywhere full of cocaine. Cops pull up, men in black show up machine guns, they offload the cocaine, the police bow down, that's the end of it. They're throwing a few bags for themselves. So that's how America operates. And so they've just set the precedent, and they're just like, yeah, Obama, he fixed it. He's just going to set in stone the end of the Bill of Rights, end of Constitution, as the Democrats introduce legislation to ban U.S. citizens owning guns if they're on secret terror list. No more Bill of Rights, no more Constitution, just guilty, period. just because they say so. Introducing bills to openly ban all free speech in America. The Cyberbullying Act just says we'll arrest anybody we want. No more free speech. They're saying we're going to go past free speech zones. Just no protesting, period. Just absolute tyranny. Because America had to get rid of all its freedoms because there was a bunch of 14 and 15-year-olds at Guantanamo Bay. We just had to give up all our rights or they'd get us.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
I'm
up in the next segment. I'm sure getting into the financial news ahead of our weekly visit with Bob Chapman. We're going to go to Robert, Tony, Justin, Josh, Donovan, and many others that are patiently holding. So this is a new level of scientific disinformation that completely confuses the public. But, you know, I gave the parallel yesterday. If you want to understand it, make it simple for others. Obama and his handlers, Geithner and others, who are in seamless unison with the Bush cronies and their handlers, it's all the New York Fed running the country, the private offshore Federal Reserve known as the New York Fed, and they just wrap themselves in the American flag, but they're offshore parasites. They engineered the banker takeover. They engineered the economic implosion to consolidate wealth. They engineered the giant bonuses for the CEOs and the corporate minions. And then Obama continued all of that and expanded it and then comes out and speaks out against it and says he's going to fight it. And it's the same thing. Oh, he's going to end the Iraq war day one. He's going to end it immediately. We have those video clips of the Obama deception. Then, 8 months into the election, you know, 8 months before the election, he changes and says, oh, I'll do it in 16 months. Then 21. Then there's a revolt by the generals. And, oh, they say maybe forever. And then now it's just kind of a dead issue. And then whenever a brigade comes home, they just rotate it. The news doesn't say they're rotating a brigade. They say, look, troops are coming home. Troops are coming home. Yeah, being replaced by others. So they're overall increasing the amount of troops in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Middle East, into Central Asia. And they're moving more troops into Georgia and in doing drills and encircling Russia. Last time Bush did a drill on 888, the week before 888, NATO soldiers led a sneak attack against South Ossetia, and then our media is so evil and so corrupt that they came out and said Russia has launched a sneak attack. And it even fooled me for about an hour. I turned CNN on, and they said Russia has launched a sneak attack. And, you know, deep down, I'm America, you know, fight the commies, you know, even though they're not the commies. And I, you know, go on air and start saying, I don't know. You know, by the time I got on air, I was saying, I don't know. All these foreign reports say that NATO launched a sneak attack, but the news is saying Russia launched it. You know, we'll see. And then it came out within hours. It was a complete, total fabrication that inside the UN bases, U.S., Ukrainian, Georgian, NATO forces would walk up and shoot the Russians in the back. I mean, they were killing them in the barracks. This was a black op attack, the most dastardly sneak attack you can launch. Inside the bases, they were killing people in the machine gun nest right next to their fellow soldiers. For the first minutes of the attack, they were stabbing them. They were slitting their throats. They were grabbing them around the mouth and stabbing them in the kidney or slitting their throats so that they could then get past the sentries into the barracks and machine gun everyone in their beds. I mean, that's the level of sneak attack, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our media and government is. It launches sneak attacks on a government that has 10,000 nuclear weapons. In South Ossetia, where NATO in the early 90s launched attacks to break off that area and take it into Georgia. It's always been part of Russia. And Georgia's been part of Russia for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they have all their rights to break away if they want. But not because George Soros and the big central banks want to run heroin through there and launder money and run white slavery rings through there. Oh, I forgot Israel was there, admittedly. That was in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post running sneak attacks as well. I mean, this is lunacy, ladies and gentlemen. This is madness. They want a new Cold War to sell weapon systems. And they need a new Cold War so they can say, we're taking your rights and freedom in America because of the Ruskies. We're taking your rights and freedom in America because of the Pakistanis. And who gave the Pakistanis the weapons? The United States, England, and Israel. That's on record, AQCon Laboratories. Oh, here, have some nukes. Now we've got to have war with you because you got nukes. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. We're only a few week and a half or so away from the release of the new Aaron Russo doc.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Tell yourself it's not your job to fight corruption. It runs rampant. We need a spirit of freedom and liberty and resistance to tyranny. We need to envision kicking the teeth in of the New World Order and figuratively bayoneting them right in their heart repeatedly. That's what it's going to take to win the prize of liberty and freedom for humanity. Oh, look, I'm going to go to your calls, Robert, Tony, Justin, Josh, Donovan, and others. I got attacked by the New York Times. Also got attacked by several other newspapers on other issues yesterday, and I didn't even get to those yesterday because I only cover a story attacking me if it illustrates the mindset of the enemy. the delusion, the false reality they're in. And this New York Times is a doozy. I actually wrote 2 pages of notes about it last night and then ran out of the house late today and forgot them. But I'll try to do justice to this when I break it down before Bob Chapman comes on at about 15 after. In fact, when Bob calls in, let's get him in at 15 after so I have time to cover that, so I have time to go to calls here in a moment. Let me hit some of the financial news here. There are a whole bunch of mainstream news articles in the Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, today, saying what we've been reporting for years, that China, India, Latin America, Russia, the Middle East, they're all moving, including Europe, away from the dollar and into the euro and into their own currencies. And now they're talking about the Chinese yuan. The Chinese currency, the Japanese currency, yuans, yens, all those different currencies over there, creating a basket that is the new world reserve currency. They've already created a basket of world currencies, but more and more the dollar is being removed out of that equation, and the basket's going to be made up of the Chinese currency and the European Union currency, the euro. And the dollar is going to be a toilet paper currency like the peso in Mexico or the Venezuelan peso or the Chilean peso or the Argentinian peso. And so that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just seeing more and more signs confirming this is going to happen. And the mainstream media is saying it's probably going to happen. And so when they start pushing it, it means that it's getting close. When they start admitting it, and it's not interbank documents we're reporting on or former Treasury heads we're interviewing or New York Business School heads. I mean, you know, there are a lot of financial experts saying this for years. But when you start seeing it in Reuters, AP, Bloomberg, you name it, we got a big problem. Bloomberg writer Mark Gilbert addresses all three facts today. The world reserve currency loss, the bubble in Treasury bonds may be ending, and the U.S. may very well lose its AAA sovereign credit status. The odds of the dollar, Treasury bonds, and the U.S. government's AAA grade all heading for the dumpster are shortening. While currency forecasting is a mug's game and bond yields can't quite decide whether to divide towards deflation or surge in anticipation of inflation, every time I think about the credit rating, I hear what Agent Smith in the Matrix movies called the sound of inevitability. That's right. It's either going to be absolutely horrible Weimar Republic, Zimbabwean inflation, or it's going to be bone-crushing mega depression. And they can't balance in between those. I mean, you see the real economy dying right now. It's probably going to end up being hyperstagflation, the unknown black hole, you know, the singularity, never before seen. Hyperstagflation. We saw stagflation, supposedly didn't exist in the 70s. That was a slight taste of what banker false reality matrix can do. Several policy missteps suggest that investors should stop trusting and lending to the U.S. government. These include the state's pressure on Bank of America Corp to buy Merrill Lynch Co. And it just goes on. I'm going to cover more of it later with Bob Chapman. The point is, this is all by design. We have the IMF, World Bank documents, Bilderberg Group infiltrations. It's proven to be accurate with our 3-4 year out forecasting that what the intel we're getting is the real deal. That's what verifies intel. Totally confirmed. They are going to gut us, and that's why they got Northcom standing by. That's why they got FEMA camps built. That's why Obama's setting the precedent for indefinite detention. That's why they're saying they're about to ban the Second Amendment and free speech. Open bills just blasting through Congress. But most of the public still partying, drinking margaritas, giggling, snickering. It's all funny. They have no idea. People are still, I watch them in restaurants when I'm in restaurants. I was in a restaurant last night, and they had a little TV set with Obama on it, and I was watching people watch Obama. They were just smiling, just looking at him like, oh, he's their friend. You could watch the body language, feeling powerful through him, just like neocon followers would with Bush. and because they like to feel like they're part of the power structure, and everything's going to be all right, and they like the winner president, they like the slick president, they like the cool president, they like the powerful president. They like the fact they voted for the winner. Oh, he'll fix it all. If these silly people will just do just what he says and let the banks take over everything. But Geithner vows to cut U.S. deficit on rating concern. Yes. But see, everybody knows that's a lie. They're just pacifying everybody that, oh, we're going to fix it. We're going to cut the deficit. We're going to cut the government. We're cutting the government now. This is like a person who eats 14 steaks in front of you, huge buckets of cream, buckets of ice cream. They weigh 950 pounds, and they tell you they're on a diet as they sit there gobbling food as fast as they can while sitting on the toilet. I mean, that's what this, you know, the globalists are. That they're using the money to build their power base, build their world structure, while they destroy the economy and implode it. The real Main Street economy, the industries, the jobs, they run up an endless debt, impossible to pay back ever. $14.8 trillion spent in the last 7 months, according to Bloomberg and AP. Four foreign bankers to buy up real assets, leaving you the bill, and you got to pay interest on the money you give them. You're not just paying for this, folks. You're going to pay interest to them. You're going to pay them to take your money and enslave you. And that cop for $35,000 a year, especially as the economy gets worse, he'll do whatever he's told by these bankers. He doesn't even know what a banker is. He doesn't know what the New World Order is. Your yuppie neighbor. They'll rat you out when it comes down to it for bonus creds on their national ID card multi-pass, their travel pass. I'm not just singling out the police. This is an evil government. You know, I was hearing stuff from somebody in my office who worked in the city of San Marcos. And he was telling me about some of the police commanders and what they have in... And this is somebody who I've known for years, doesn't make stuff up, and it just lets me know. I mean, it's just, this government is so evil, ladies and gentlemen. It is pure evil at the top, and it's spreading like cancer through the body. Okay. So, listen to me carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me carefully. They're going for broke. They're pulling out all the stops. They're going to give us no quarter. And I just want that to get through in everybody's heads. This is not a game. They're going for a hot, bloody takeover. That's why they don't care what crimes they engage in, what they do. They've passed the word to all their allied crime syndicates throughout the structure that they are going completely and totally wild. Period. 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 And the question is, what do we do about it? Well, we expose these criminals for who they are. We use, like in a judo move, their attack on us with the banker takeover to point out they engineered it all. That's the facts. We show how they're criminals. We show how they claim they're above the law, how the Fed can't be audited. And we just point out to everybody that the very bankers that engineered this crisis are getting more power out of it. And we push to restore the republic. And we got a good chance of doing it. If we believe in it, and if we take action, and if we don't listen to the PR siren song propaganda of resistance is futile, you have no hope, stand down. You know, there are beautiful women who are almost anorexic. You can walk up and tell them they're fat, and they'll start crying and say, I know. They've been taught by Madison Avenue to feel inadequate and to feel like they got to buy all these products from the time they were, you know, 2 years old. But it's the same thing when the New World Order tells American people, you can't fight us, we're invincible, there's no way to beat us. They're a bunch of degenerate scum. All we've got to do is stand up and point out who they are and take action against them. It's just as ridiculous to a man who knows a woman's beautiful when she, you know, when, I mean, it seems like the more beautiful the woman is in my life, and I've had a lot of beautiful girlfriends before my beautiful wife, they all think they're ugly. You know, the most beautiful woman is a good-looking woman who knows she's good-looking. That's the sexiest thing on the earth. the confident woman. There's nothing like it. But most women have bought the Madison Avenue lie. They are insecure about themselves. And again, it's the same mind trick. You're looking at this woman, you know she's totally gorgeous, beautiful person, great personality, sparkling eyes, and they think they're ugly. It's the same thing. We think we're weak. We think we don't have power. It's a lie. It's ridiculous. It's a fraud. Break the spell. Break the Madison Avenue programming. Break it now. All right, your calls are coming up, but I wanted to bring Jim Newcomer in here because gold is up to 960 today, and the futures, it's now above that. This is the end of the francs. This is the end of the sovereigns. They are running out quickly, and we've done these offers before. Nothing quite this good, but stuff close. And people, when it's gone, it's gone. Ted has instructed them. He's in Europe trying to get more gold and silver at an insane price. He's in Europe now. Jim Newcomer, chief metals analyst strategist at Midas Resources, is on the horn with us. Ted Anderson is in Europe right now. He's about to run out of the Lakotas, the Franklin silver half dollars, the European francs, and the British sovereigns that he bought at the 880 level. That's what the market was at when he got these coins. And they were a good deal then when he was offering them, when he bought them at 880. They're now at $960, $80 up, silver up. And this is the end of this deal. We're only going to spend a few minutes on it and go to break and come back and take your calls. Jim Newcomer, with the economy deteriorating, with dollar plunging, all this happening, but the suckers are dumping back into the stock market. That is helter-skelter. Should folks get into metals now?
Absolutely. That people jumping into the stock market, I think, are making a big mistake. There's three questions I think you have to ask yourself. First, do you believe the value of the dollar is going to go up? The second one is, with the expanding middle classes in China and Asia, South America, do you think the demand for commodities is going to go down, that being things like gold, oil, so forth and so on? And the last is there going to be an extended period of peace? In my opinion, if you can answer no to any two of those questions, you should have been in metals yesterday, because those are three key things to take a look at.
Jim, I bought gold when it was $300 an ounce. I bought silver when it was $5 an ounce.
Absolutely.
But I bought gold when it was $500 an ounce and silver when it was $14 an ounce. And I bought gold when it's $900 an ounce, you know, when I can. Because I want an insurance policy. I don't trust the banks. I don't trust the New World Order. And, I mean, gold and silver are outperforming every other investment in the last few years. And this is a guaranteed deal right here. You can get it at an 880 level. Get silver at a $13 level that Ted bought it.
Yeah, it's an excellent opportunity. I talked to Ted this morning. We're actually out of some of these metals, but he said to continue this price if we can through the weekend, because it is a holiday weekend. But I think he has been able to source some more metals over there. So when we get back, obviously we're going to have to adjust the prices. The markets are really pretty much on a tear here this past week. You had mentioned silver. Silver's up 31% from the beginning of the year. So that's just an outstanding opportunity. And anybody out there, if you have any questions at all, certainly call the brokers here at Midas. The number is 800-686-2237. They're here to answer your questions. And 70% of the people that we deal with are people that have never dealt in metals before, know very little about it. So don't be afraid to call. Call and talk to the brokers. They'll answer your questions.
And, Jim, again, we've got the so Ted is running out of the sovereigns and the francs at the 880 level, but he's going to honor that and the Lakotas and the other silver half dollars. Folks, you cannot beat that Ted bought into the market at 880 and had them competitively priced then. It's now 960 and climbing. Jim, studying this for years, what is happening right now? I mean, an explosive increase in gold and silver prices.
Well, one of the biggest things is that the banks are buying it now. You had talked earlier about the central banks. I think the central banks in Europe, 60% of their assets are now tied up in gold or precious metals. I think you're going to find that more and more. They're even shying away from the currencies because they realize the currencies are virtually worthless. That's the biggest demand. But when you have an emerging middle class in China, I mean, the huge population of China, India, and Brazil as well, and South American countries, they have a middle class now that can afford these things, and they also are out there looking to source to buy the precious metals because they understand the value of the precious metals.
Well, Jim Newcomer at Midas, that's what's scary about this is that all over the world, people are leaving all the major currencies. They're just leaving the dollar the fastest. And so they're realizing that this is a global inflationary situation in currencies, but a depression in the real economy. How do you see this playing out? I mean, this is really looking bad.
Well, it appears that this country is going down. The currency is going down. But as you said, it's been propped up because the countries in Europe and Asia have poured so much money into their economies, a greater portion of their gross domestic product than we actually have here, which drives their currencies a little bit lower. It has effectively propped up the dollar. But that's over. I mean, these people, you know, we can only sell so many securities, and we don't have any buyers out there. My God, we're selling them to ourselves now. It's just a ridiculous situation.
That's right. The Federal Reserve is buying its own garbage. The U.S. government's doing that, and it's all coming to a head. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the deals of a lifetime on gold and silver right now, only through Sunday evening. The brokers will be there all weekend, 1-800-686-2237. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Robert, we're going to you in about 60 seconds. And then we'll take calls so I get Chapman on. I'll have to get into this New York Times attacking me. Maybe on the Sunday show. I don't know. It's really disgusting. Really pathetic. It shows the mindsets of these people. But Jim Newcomer there at Midas. Folks will be there all weekend and at night. You know, I really believe in the stuff I pitch and I push. I mean, I don't know how people can't understand. Ted bought into the market when it was at 880. Gold now at 960. And it was a good deal then when he was selling this stuff that he bought at 880, you know, at the price with a tiny markup. Now, it's just such a great deal. And with all this news out there, I don't understand why more people don't rush into silver and gold.
Well, people are rushing into it. I mean, they're not out buying automobiles, and they're not buying homes, and they may not be buying clothing, but they are shifting certainly their assets into the precious metals. We see a big upsurge every day, people trying to get out paper as fast as they can and get.
Yeah, but I don't see why they're not rushing even faster.
Well, some people are slow to learn. Some of them are still worried about who's going to win Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. Jim, anything else to add?
Well, let me just run over the specials that we have. We have two pre-33 1933 coins at $20 Liberty in a VF condition at $15.91. We've got the $10 Liberties at $7.88. And we do have the Lakota silver rounds still available. We're going to have to order them. We sold everything we had in-house there at $393.20 a roll. Franklin half dollars at $173.80 a roll. Both of those are rolls of 20. And the ever-popular British Sovereign at $2.67 and the 20-franc coin at $2.14. So that's the promotion that we've been running for you, Alex. You did a great job with Ted. Ted did a great job in acquiring these things. And the last thing I have to say is I want to wish a very good holiday to all of your listeners.
Absolutely. God bless you, Jim Newcomer. 800-686-2237. Take care, Jim. Okay, Robert just hung up. Perfect timing. Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings from the Chicago prison grid there, Alex. How you doing today?
Good. Good to be talking to you, my friend.
Good, good. Hey, I know you were talking about the Obama-Cheney slideshow yesterday, which was just a farce. I didn't know Cheney was that ambulatory, much less that vocal. And it really doesn't paint. You know, you talk about it being the key to it all. I think it's going to be their undoing. I really think people are going to look at Cheney and look and be like, wait a minute, we ain't heard from you for 8 years. And here you are, and we know why you're out here, you know. And plus, John Stewart, he did a bit you should check out from yesterday that was really good about
Obama.
Well,
Cheney's meant to give Obama cover. See, he's unpopular, so he comes out and attacks Obama, and then it looks like Obama's following the Bill of Rights and Constitution when Obama's saying indefinite detention.
Absolutely. And if you watch the John Stewart video from yesterday, he sat there doing his jump back and forth between a Bush speech from 2004 and that speech from yesterday, and Obama's just verbatim quoting Bush, just one after another.
Wait a minute, you mean John Stewart actually did the right thing and showed what a hypocrite Obama is?
Absolutely. He really did.
What's the name of that video? We'll pull it up. What's the name of the video?
I don't know.
Go to the Daily Show. It'll be the latest. Yeah, it'll be John Stewart on Obama Cheney torture, probably the name of it. It's just incredible. It's like, I'm going to defend the Bill of Rights with secret arrest, and I'll keep America safe. I'll never release these people. And Cheney, that's a hardcore commie liberal position. No, it's not.
The amount of doublespeak in a week that I've seen, the grocery stores around here just lowered their prices back down, hit down 20%, even though they kicked them up 30% in the last year around here, and they're telling us, oh, we're going to pass it on to you. We know times are hard.
That's because there's going to be gyrating inflation and deflation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.